Simon Tov Tes, Sifalot, Mishabura cut now. So the person put his Erev into the basic chorus. The Lachos is not a good Erev. Marafil of Yisrael is talking about that the basic chorus of a Jew. The person you're putting for is a Yisrael, not a Kohen. If they put it there for a Kohen, so you have a further problem. Besides the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says, there's also another issue. The Arab has to be accessible. If he's a Kohen, can't go to the basic chorus, so the Arab is not accessible. So we have a problem. So we said. B'fneim in the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, that which is written inside the Shulchan Aruch. So also b'hanot. So since the basic verse is also b'hanot. Now, Shabur points out like this. Ma'ar b'kaber shel binyan. This is a law of the basic verse is also. It's a cut and base. Talking about a kever which was built above ground. You put an oil over the kever. The nusnuba kever shall karka shori. The law is we paskin that the ground doesn't become osir. The you can't make the ground osir because of a kever inside. The karka elam l'neser k'moshe kasev yardeya simin shin samot dalin. We can't make an isra on the actual ground. Koshkenim loy nusnuba bekever. Malkal karka b'shibesidei hakvaris. If you didn't put the Erev on the kever, you put it on the ground in between the kvarim, so everybody's told that's going to be okay. The Ein Shom Isser HaNoh Klal. The Isser HaNoh is on the Mokum of the kever, not in the Mokum, which is in between.
What does he mean by kever shel karka, that the kever is in the ground? So doesn't the Tumah go straight up from there?
Right, but the problem is, we're not dealing with the kever, we're dealing with Yisrael. So the problem here isn't...
Oh, we're back to Yisrael?
We're going back to Yisrael now, right. Oh. So now the problem is just the Yisrael HaNoah. So he's saying that there's no Yisrael HaNoah on ground. Now you can't make the ground osir. So if you can't make the ground osir, this applies, Lahavdil applies by Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah, if you make the ground to Avodah Zorah, wouldn't become osir. Because Karka Erlin, because Al Darshan, the Lashon Pasuk, Eloheim Al HaHorim HaRamim, Eloheim, Allah Horim, Beloy Horim Eloheim. You can't make if somebody goes down and bow down to a mountain, it doesn't become osir.
Right.
I think I bow down to the mountain because you can't make an Isra into Karka Erlin. So it applies also over here that this Isra HaNoah, basic chorus, applies, you can't make the Karka Erlin into an Isra. So what's the case? If you build something for the purpose of a kever, that you couldn't use that building and make like an oil, you couldn't use that building, it's built for the purpose of a kever, you cannot use that building, that's osir b'hanoah. So you couldn't put the Erev inside that building. That'd be a problem.
The kev is underneath and the building is on top and there's no kev in the building. Sometimes they do that. They build the structure
on
the top of the kev, but the body is actually underneath.
So, since it's built to be the cupboard of the nifra, it's also b'hanoah.
Rabbi Lukiansky is talking to
him. Okay. Gimel. Acher Kenia. So what's the problem? The actual usage of that to put the Erev there, since we pass it's there for mitzvah purposes, and mitzvah of hadas nitnu. So what's the problem? The problem is when you want your Erev to stay there afterwards. Once the mitzvah making the rubik, the Erev has been accomplished, so the mitzvah element has been done. So the usage of the Erev for that mitzvah is done. So but you would like to keep, you hold on to the food. So now you're just using it for your own personal purposes. That's the problem of the Hanoah. The Mashmurah Shomer Shmosha Shuvah Shas Kenias Shvisa there during the time of the Kenyan. That doesn't bother us. The Kiman, the Eimah Arvin El Devar Mitzvah, we're going to see later on that Yom making a Ruvah Tzichumen for Devar Mitzvah. Mitzvah Lav the Honest Nitnu, and mitzvahs aren't done from, are not considered a benefit. Okay? So that what you're able to go beyond the tchum to get to that mitzvah is also not called getting a hanor. So for this hanor, you're not doing anything wrong getting the kinyan of the Erev. So that's the problem of the tchum. What's the problem? El Masha writes that she yeah her erev kayim shom af achakaniyas hashvisa. You've already got your ruvit chumen. You're allowed to go as far as you want, but you like to hold on to your food. So that's you like this place to maintain your food for you. That's not a mitzvah purposes. So you want to be able to eat it later on. No, that's the problem of the benefit. Can also look to shom shvisa. So that's why you can't put it in the ruvit into the basic chorus. Okay, so you put a base of pras. So we said over there, the loch is it's a good erev even by koyin. Base of pras who saw the shenechesh b'kever. It's a field which it wasn't a base of kvoras, but somebody buried a mason there, and then somebody else came along and plowed it up. Actually, paskin that in a base of kvoras, there's no din of base of pras. Because since it's like nobody in their right mind is going to plow basic chorus, so it's considered loshkiya because I'll never make xerah. Now, since the whole reason is because of the rabbanon, it's a din rabbanon, so chashinim rabbanon shem nisher shem adayin etzim kaser. Min rabbanon were chashish for the possibility of etzim kaser. Min raisa, you'd say you have a cheskas tara, and it's mutter. The problem is min rabbanon were chashish, and they made this chashash on a regular field. So over there, raise the erev. Because Chazal didn't answer Hanoah on a base of pras, and even for a Kayan. Now, why a Kayan? He can't go in. After me, also the Kayan, he can't walk there because he might move this bone, and this bone is Matamba Bemago Bemasa by touching or by moving. Masa literally means carrying it, but we moving it is equivalent to carrying it. You can't array any yochel like Yelamachim in Ruvi. You can't get to his Erev. And if so, the Erev should not be kosher. So, so Mikomachim short. Still, it's okay. Why? The Evshalom Lekonisham Ayude Migdala Pereach. He has an option of going in a box which is in the Erev. Nisal Gabi Shortim. It's going in the back of some oxen. Shal Yede is there. Lo Yosef's bets, he's not going to move the bone. But that would be a prasha mina bone and vein but to masoil. So basic prasha.
What's this whole thing that he's going in a box? So he shouldn't move the bone?
Yeah.
As if he just rode a horse in there, he wouldn't be moving the bone either. I mean, physically, the horse would be moving it. Why do you have the whole thing in migdal and this? And
okay,
it's for him. It seems like very complicated.
Why is it in the prayer?
If it's not a question of oil, if it's a question of oil, I can see it to a certain extent because maybe the migdal breaks the tumor.
So that's the machlokes in the Gemara. We passed actually the migdal prayer. We'll see in a second about that. But I'm not sure.
I remember we went through this whole thing with Paraduma. You had to get little kids, and they wrote on the
right. You were dealing with the chashash actually of tumas oil, and the milo. The kid was sitting over there. He was black. There was no option for tumas oil.
So, but so this sounds like similar.
There's no din of tumas oil by etzim kaser.
So then,
why do you in case he's writing the animal? I'm not sure. I guess the only thing I would wonder is I don't know. I'm not sure how to. Okay. Lo Yosef, he's not going to move the bone. Without the base of pras, shumir rabbanon vein but to myself. The base of pras is only two.
Maybe it's because if he's riding the horse, that somehow he's involved with moving the bone because he's riding the horse. So yeah, he guides the horse. Ultimately, the horse doesn't go by itself. Yeah, you guide the horse. So maybe if he guides it a certain way and the horse moves the bone, it he's considered maybe responsible for that. So but with the migdal, he's sitting in the box. He can't do anything.
Right. The Mishnah says that riding an animal, if it's an animal which is strong, which means that his weight is not really being weighing down the ground because the animal is able to support the weight, his weight right. Easily. So he's not saying that to him, either. He's not a very heavy guy, or the horse is strong. So then it's not considered there's no hesed when he touches on the bone. So an animal which is weak, therefore the animal is sort of shaking because of him, because of his weight, or you know.
So he might be responsible.
So then it's called he's moving the bone.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what.
But then I don't know what you could have the same thing. Have the same problem with you know, you take your 500-pound guy and put him on the back of two oxen. Have the same problem also.
But you're putting it in a box. You're putting him in a box.
So it doesn't. I don't think there should be a difference though.
Maybe because the box separates off the tumor.
I don't understand why should be a difference. The mission that's a mefarshim mission. If the mission gives an example of a person, two people, one on top of the other. So the guy on top is tore because he didn't move it. Unless the guy on the bottom, his knees are shaking because the guy on top, that's right, the weight of the top guy is causing the movement down below. And it gives the case of riding an animal. Not in Shabbos. So I don't think it should be a difference.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no tumor soil over there. Mashenkin by basic words, the Epsha be eight zulukoyim if neshu mile al the quorum. Going in a box won't solve the problem. A film you can't make those shoe marks like a boy saw. They'll go in a box which holds 40 saw. So well, that's now a box which is 40 saw blocks tumor. That's a fair mishnah and the set the zoilus. A wooden box which can hold 40 saw inside is not makabel tumor. And not only that, it blocks tumor. Over here, it doesn't work. Why? Because it's a bin alakever. The kaimalon oil zark lav shma oil, but that's only if it's stationary. But if it's moving, we paskin. When it's moving, it doesn't block. It doesn't act as an oil to block the tumah. It acts as an oil to bring tumah, but not to block tumah. Oil in a chaytzitz. If it's not an oil, it's not chaytzitz. So then, just the tumah just goes straight through it. Another eitzah is he can blow it away. Shiner peyach. Keep it neishu mirabanan. Since it's only the rabbanan, this chashash of that there's etzem kaserda. Some pull the halko, but later the guy ayin nipuch. People, Chazal permitted, a person can walk through the field as he blows away the dirt. V'im yesham etzim kaser, he'd tell you a small bone. His blowing would blow it away. V'etzim gadol, a larger bone, we figure that he'll probably see it and avoid it. So manu shach is good. Okay, base. Sar shehehu beiruva m'makom echad. You have to have he and his Erev are both in a place where they're in the same place so he can get to his Erev. Because the idea being that that becomes his Mokum at the beginning of Shabbos, if he can't get to it, how can we call that his Mokum? It would be possible to reach it and access it and eat it there if you want it. Therefore, he would like himself to be in the Malkum Shisa should be in Rishos Rabba. V'yinich Eruv in Rishos Yochid, but he put the Eruv in the Rishos Yochid. But Rishos Yochid, he wants to be in Rishos Yochid. V'yinich Eruv in Rishos Rabba and Eruv. So it's not going to work because he wants to be here. If that's where you want to be, you can't get your Eruv from that place you want to be. So because you can't transfer from Rishos Yochid to Rishos Rabba. She actually the Hotzi Rishos Yochid Rishos Rabba and Ben Hashmoshes. The only way you can do this, that's not called being accessible. Now, when he's coming, Lishbois Rishus Yochid or Rishus Rabim, he wanted to make the Erev in Rishus Yochid or Rishus Rabim, either one. And he put the Erev in a Carmelis. Or vice versa, he wants to make his mokum in the Carmelis, puts the Erev in the Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah, so then he raises the Erev. Now why is that? It's also to go Rosh Hashanah the Carmelis or Carmelis Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah. Why is that? Shemashas Kaniyas Erev Shu Ben Hashmashas, because Erev takes effect Ben Hashmashas, and we have a rule that Mirabonans are Mutter Ben Hashmashas for the purpose of a mitzvah. So you gotta do Benish Moshes for a mitzvah purpose. And Rubin Tchumen is made for mitzvah purposes. So it's when you mutter to get the Erev of you and Shaldarma should be never surfing. Like Gazola Benish Moshes, Bimoka Mitzvah, Bishasat Chak. Rabbanans are mutter ben ashmoshes either for mitzvah or if there's a necessity. Like we learned before. Neshaburah Sukkot and Ches.
What? Tell me to myself.
What? Kneshi Yavshir. Has to be accessible. The Hotama, Shalom the Natural Kilo Kabad, the Rosh Hashem. The idea there is that that becomes your Makam. If you can't get it, how can you call it your Makam? Ben Shemashu Shuzman, can you say Erev, it's a Kilo Shabbat? The beginning of Shabbat is when the Erev takes effect. So we said, if it's only the Rabbanon, then it's accessible. Because to do the Rabbanon, or the Carmelist, which is the Yachir, that's going to work. Okay. Now, Mavur B'Shas, the word gives an interesting case. Actually, submission, if I go correctly. The Noisin Eruvai Agabi Ilon, Shulamatim Yisar Tvachim. When he's got Malishwas Lamata Ba'orit Shurushas Rab. He wants to take, it should take effect down on the ground. And he puts the Erev on a tree. So if it's above 10 Tvachim, so he's good, because above 10 Tvachim, it's not because he's. Now, Rosh Hashanah, if it's below the ten, below 10 Tvachim, there's two Durbanans involved here. If you do the Arab in Ireland, there are two Shmusim involved in taking the air off the tree. Echad, Shumi Carmelis, Rosh Hashanah, the Ireland Carmelis, first you're taking from a Carmelis. And furthermore, Shemashamash Bilan, Shemachuber, you're using the tree. By taking it off the tree, it's called you're using the tree. Filachi Havi Erev, it's still considered an Erev, even though you're bringing over two Durabonans. So we might think that two Durabonans is more common than one Durabonan. You have two Eastern valves, it's more than one. So Benishmashes will not be matter. That noise, even that, Logazol Shus and Benishmashes. Okay. There are going to be some exceptions when we were geyser. There are some Ukrainian which have disagree with this halacha. They're machmer.
So, is he allowed to take the food off the tree after Ben Hashmashes? Probably not.
No. But since at the time an Erev takes effect, it takes effect Ben Hashmashes.
So if he wanted to, he could have taken it off.
And that's when the time, during that time when the Erev is taking effect, it's accessible. So that's enough.
Yeah.
So the Erev is effective.
But then after that, if he never took it off, he's also to take it off.
Correct.
He's still using the tree.
So since we do it for an Arab, it's for mitzvah, it's only different. It has a couple of bingo garments. Okay. Gemel. Nasa Barosha Kana, Bayakundis, had same chimino orits. So, we said that we're talking about that there's this reed or this kundus, this type of I'm not sure exactly what a kundus is, some type of a small sapling coming out of the ground. He puts the Erev on that, not a full grown tree, but this young weaker item. And no Erev, because also it's not a good Erev. And then Shamach Hashem Rakim, since they're soft, Menachem Liktam, it's very easy to come to cause to cut them off from the ground. Yischayv chatos, and therefore the person will come to, not stam with rabbanon, the person will come to chiyv chatos.
What did you read before this?
I'm a sif gimel now. So gozer behem. Chazal came along and were gozer in this situation, even though it's been a shmoshes, since the potential for being over a real chumra de gozer is very great. Chazal did not allow this even in a shmoshes.
Before that,
yeah. If they're so soft that they feel like a vegetable, Over here, I mean, the kona is hard, just the problem is it's not so strong, so it's brittle, potentially. But they're talking about something which is totally soft, like an actual vegetable. That wasn't something which Chazal, people were in general used for this purpose, and Chazal never goes around it. It's like a double Shia, Chazal weren't goes around it. Okay. Chazal were goes around the case of the Kona, Philip Ben Ishmashis, Philip Ben Lachemitzah, even for a mitzvah. If they already had been detached, and then after detaching them, he placed it back into the ground. He was noyed into the ground. He pushed it back into the ground. So then it raised the air if that would work.
You only make an air of tchumim for garments.
Correct. Yud Beis. Shemiyachar. Rasulayim. After Minich Eruba Bilan, that we said you put it on the tree. Yeshua Nam Mishum Shwusus and Osim Rabban, the Mishum Shilin using the tree. Philohoki Havi Erev is called an Erev. There was in Benish Moshe's Bemokim Mitzvah Bechanal. Like we just said, we don't make an Issus Rabbanon during Benish Moshe's. Kamokim Mekonash Urach Vidak, it's soft and thin. Karav Shiyabul Day Ktima, it's very close, possible. That'll come to cutting it off. Bishar Shiyabul Little Erev when it takes his Erev. Vikatima Mimachuber, who? That's goes under the umbrella of the malach of kaitzer harvesting. Therefore, because of up in ashmoshes, regards of in ashmoshes. So even though it's in rabbanon, certain rabbanon we are regards of in ashmoshes. The chenadin, v'niach eruba b'shas rabim rochik shmona ames imokim sheniskav and lishbris shom. He puts it 8 ames away from where he wants to have a shvis. The inner Erev. Because how are you going to bring it? The material in Levio Etzle Ben Hashmoshes Pachas Pachas Mi'ar Bahamas. So let's, well, there's a Din Rabbana called Pachas Pachas Mi'ar Bahamas for Mokim Tzarech Yosar Mechana. So go to where the Erev is, walk less than 4 Amas, and then walk again. But that now he's within Dalet Amas where he wants his Erev to be found, which should be sufficient. So we're not giving him out to that because we're very afraid that a person will forget to stop after, and then I end up carrying Dalet Amos or Sarab. The material of Levi Atzel Beben Shmoshes Bechol Pachas Bachel Mi Arba Amos Dukal Lov L'Deichi of Chatos Shitatlan Arba Amos Shlemes Bishu Sarab. It's anything where it's very close to coming into the Raisa because I were not Matar Beben Shmoshes. Tiyarek is very soft. What's the learning? Shehem Rachim B'Yersa, they're very soft. Those Yishlomer that didn't yerk Yishlem, then maybe they have to just have a loch like a vegetable. The Gazu behen Mishum Hishtam Shes B'Mchuber, or the Mishum Shem Yizm. Because we're not Gazer either these Chashoshes by Yerik. Part of the reason they weren't Gazer because it wasn't very common to use for that purpose anyway. So they didn't see a need to be Gazer. They weren't Gazer. Mispares them Shem Shem Vav and Shem 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 Shem
Shem Shem Shem Shem
If that's this whole time, they were originally attached to the ground. So you stuck it into the ground, and it's above 10 tefachim. It's still going to be good, except Rakshal Yia Barachun or Tefachim is going to be wide. It's going to have an area of 4x4. Then you're Bishus Yachin. Does in Aleim? Does if it's not for tefachim wide, ain't the leim shem shes v'yachid, and therefore it's successive. Who then berechav arba? If it's 4x4, rak shem bechusim mester tefachim begar, but it's not 10 tefachim high. Shem nechshav is rak lekarmel. So either of those cases are. So in the first case, it's where it's less, it's more than 10, it's less by 4. That 4x4 is a malkum tour. In the second case, it's 4x4, but it's less than 10, it's a karmelis. Either one, on the rice level, for sure, they're excessive. Alinich, b'kana, shukavaya sar b'tfachim, b'rechav ar b'tfachim, you put it on this kona, it's quite a large kona, it's 4x4 and it's 10 tefachim high. That's a full bona fide Rishos Yachid. Well, Havi Erev, it's not going to work. It'd be valid Erev in this Kavan Lishmas the Mata, or it's Shusus Rabbi. So that's not going to work. Banish Moshe's even, if you're trying to put it, in a case where it was 4x4 and 10, so it's Rishos Yachid, you're trying to be Taina Shvis in the Rishos Rabbi, so there's no way to get that item. That works, okay. Does that feel like to me? If you would cut it, kind of lucky. You said the rice. There's no way. You said the rice involved. Meishar medafis for the burning less betolush vayin b'ayirab. So some say not only that. It's b'chal. It's not even asked even drabonon to do this. Or do you say since it looks like you know? Piece of wood going out, looking, coming out of the ground, even though it's not really growing, but it looks like. So Chazal asked him in the son of a Migdal, but Noel Bafonov, put into a box, a wooden box, locked the door, they lost the key. Something collapsed on top of the Ruvi Tchumen, you have to dig it out. To get to it, so loch is if you're called loitzia, but loitzia is loch of the rice. If you're the work involved to get it, get to it, without involved with the rice, the rice there would be valid.
And breaking the box wouldn't be an issue of the rice, would it?
Correct.
No, makalko.
Correct. That tezayin nusar migdol shabnov of gal ein leil b'simchit tzadik dalin se basic gimelian ruvei tzeres shem shabura b'aloch b'vura kaprati yadidim wooden loch. So we discussed this issue of being accessible before in regards to just the Ruvi Chatzeris, and now we're talking about in regards to Ruvi Tchum. Okay. It's like, Kolam Nech Ruvi V'mokim, when he places the air down, place which is to get all the amas. Yeshav and Mokim and Rubei Arba Amas. He gets four amas around. He puts the Rubei Tchum all the way at the end of the city Tchum limits. When he's galgal and now rolled out beyond the Tchum. Besoch Arba Amas to raise the Eruv. Chus Arba Amas and Eruv rolls less than four amas. So from where the Arab is, he has four Amas back and then puts it back into his tomb. Therefore, it's called that he's reached his Arab. He's able to reach his Arab. The Arab is kosher. However, Chutzah Arba Amas, if it rolled more than four Amas beyond the end of the tomb, so then you got a problem. You can't get it. Mishabrua. Yudzayin, call him a niyach. Shemokim meruba kanaloi arba amas tamid sviva. We get four amas around it. The vado alpayim shnesim lo dechorum. Before you calculate the 2,000, you calculate your four amas. Shemokim anu b'kol mokim shein mokim chitzu. Tomad it's not inside of the enclosure because inside of the enclosure the whole area is like dalad amas. Mokim chitzu is chashinu lo kula karbaru. See the whole enclosed area is the equivalent of dalad amas. See put it beside the tchum. Who then meniach b'amsa tchum. The case would be similar if you put it in the middle, not all the way at the end, but rather somewhere along the way to the end of the tchum, not all the way at the end. And when he's got to go besek arba amish and mekutz the tchum, and it rolled beyond the tchum. So in this case, you put it there and it rolled the 3 feet. You put it, say, you put it back 50 feet and it rolled 50 feet. It'd be the same thing. At the end of the day, it's beyond the tchum. Now it didn't hook. It'd be the same thing. So you don't say the point is because he's pesheya. So you put all the way at the end of the tchum. That's not the point. Whether it rolled by itself or the person intentionally moved it will make a difference. But now it's beyond. If it's not beyond, it's good. If it's beyond, it's not good. The Rambam is like shaykh l'tchumo. His dalam is a part of his tchum canal. So, if here's the end of the tchum and here's where the erev is, so he, then these four overlaps. You say that it's called. He's able to go from here to where the erev is, and the erev is partially in where he is. And you'll have to send you on four amos and then to 2,000 amos. If this is just a din b'diavad, if you did it, it's kosher. And not to do with the chachila, that we'll discuss later on. If, however, it goes beyond al adamas, it has to be accessible. And it's not, he can't go that far, because his mokim shmisa was in the city. So it doesn't have a dim in Arab. We discussed before, there's an argument, maybe there's one sheet that said that he loses that both, loses on both ends. Doesn't get the new tchum, but he tried to get rid of his old tchum, so he lost his old tchum. Mishmur is saying, no, that that's not true. He doesn't lose his, he can't get the new one, he keeps the old one. Let's see one more over here. If the air was either lost or consumed, is burned, it rolled beyond the Dalaramas. I show you a chuma benitmez, it was chuma which came tummy, which you can't. It's lost a chuma which is tummy, you can only burn, you can't eat. If maybe it happened definitively when it's still daylight, there's still daytime, no good. What happened after it was totally dark, it was after Ben Shmush was over, so raise the Arab. So I don't care what happened afterwards. The Arabs, you account, Ben Shmush, you already accomplished your Shekinyas Arab Ben Shmush. The Kinyas was already earlier, and now it's not usable anymore, but it's not important to us. At the time of when it was kind of, it was usable. It was Suffolk. We don't know when it happened. When did it roll out beyond? It was out there at the end of the tchum, it rolled. Sorry, we don't know if that happened before Ben Shemosh, after Ben Shemosh, after nightfall. So what do we do? Suffolk is kosher. The nation is Sveik. Her Erev is kosher. Now Chazal said Suffolk, Yisrael, when it comes to Erev, are kosher. But who she alloys Cheskis kashrus? The person has established Cheskis kashrus, so then. It was like the person, the Arab. When you put it there, it was definite. It was not definitely that it was there. So the whole thing is questionable. So it's not a chesed kashrus that you have something there. So for all I know, it's no good. So then, Lloyd, it's not going to work. Lloyd. If it's a Suffolk, so this Suffolk that was not as kosher, but the other Suffolk was that it was there to start with. It was something huna. But I mean, the chachila Suffolk chuma to meya, a Suffolk treifa. These would also be reasons why if when you put the chachila, it was potentially a problematic item. So you never had a body of chesed kashas. The muvad shalai hoyel chesed kashas, not only is there no chesed kashas, that's a generic. Maybe when you put it there, it was a treif. So that's there's no chesed kashas. But still, ben insider lechem ben shmoshes can't show suffolk yisur in a reed. Right, you can't eat it. The point has to be how much is worth to eat. Now, his example is of a trefa. It's a fascinating discussion. What happened to Roy Behemoth's Ksheris? He's saying it's not really edible because there's a stuff of trefa. Can I say that since Roy Behemoth's Ksheris, right now they have an animal which you know, you open it up and say, well, there's a trefa. Right? So, well, I don't know. Maybe there was a Shaver there the whole time. And the animal you over here is a Shabbos, You didn't check. You don't know what's inside. You don't know what. But seemingly, from the whole thing, there's a possibility of trefus. He puts it there. At the Shabbos, he finds out that it was vadei a trefus. Or not a trefus, whatever. It doesn't help. On Shabbos, what's supposed to happen? Well, since it's a suffix trefus, so it's not usable. What happened to Chesed Kashrus? Behemah b'chayah b'chesed Kashrus emetis. There's no Chesed Kashrus. So the Rashba says that, 2 points. He says that you can't build a chazakah. You can build a chazakah on a vadai. This is vadai reality. We don't know, did the reality change? The answer is the reality didn't change. Right? Chazakah didn't change. I don't know for sure that's the reality. It's a rive. Rive tells me that there was kosher. Now, I don't know, maybe it became a trade. I never knew for sure that it was kosher. When I know it was kosher, a trade doesn't live 12 months. So when the animal is 12 years and 1 day old, they know that it wasn't born a treif. But when it was 1 year, 1 day old, I didn't know that. So it wasn't various b'shaita. It wasn't clear at the time. So since it wasn't clear at the time, so you can't build a chazaka based on that. So chazaka b'amin karech roev does is not a valid chazaka.
Or I think you said something, Thomas.
What? Treif doesn't live 12 months.